Hello, my name is Dara O'Neill. I'm an Associate Director in the Statistics and Psychometrics team in IQVIA's Patient-Centered Solutions. I'm excited to share insights from recent work I undertook, led by Christina Dashkalapu, alongside Alexandra Sustrom-Bujac and Jakob Bjorner. We presented a poster on this work at the 2025 ISOQOL conference with our work entitled Intra-Class Correlation Coefficients in Multi-Level Structural Validation of Intensively Collected Questionnaires, a Targeted Literature Review. The main objective of our research for the poster was to evaluate how intra-class correlation coefficients, or ICCs, are used in studies applying multi-level modeling to clinical outcome assessments, what we call COAs. There is currently a lack of guidance on how and when multi-level modeling is warranted in developing scoring guidance for multi-item COAs. So our work sought to develop recommendations for decision-making in future research. We identified 69 articles that were then whittled down to 20 that met our eligibility criteria, and these were then subject to paired independent reviews to pull out the information that informed our evaluation of the research context in this space. There were several key findings that emerged. Multi-level confirmatory factor analysis, or MCFA, it is increasingly applied in the analysis of intensive longitudinal data studies using COAs, especially in those assessing mental health, emotional functioning, and chronic physical health conditions. We also observed that the sample sizes being reported in such work, it's highly variable, and that reporting itself is often inconsistent in the level of detail offered. We saw that there's been a notable increase in daily diary and ecological momentary assessment studies over the past 5 years, particularly we saw in areas of mental health and emotional functioning. And we also observed that ICC values can vary substantially across study designs and therapeutic areas. Lower ICCs indicate that there is notable variability at the within-person level, and that points to the potential utility of multi-level-based analysis methods. And in our evaluation, we saw that lower ICCs were particularly prevalent in studies of mental health measures, which makes sense in that, for example, mood measures, they operationalize a highly variable construct, so you would expect a lot of within-person variability. In contrast, higher ICCs were observed in studies using measures of chronic physical health, which indicates greater between-person variability. While most studies found a consistent latent structure at the within and between person level, this was not always the case, and that in itself points to the utility of multi-level approaches. We believe this work can influence future research and practice by providing evidence for the critical role of ICCs in informing multi-level modeling strategies. The results highlight the importance of considering both within-person and between-person variability when validating intensively collected longitudinal data, and underscore the need for appropriate modeling strategies to accurately capture dynamics in such data. One of the biggest challenges that we faced during this project was inconsistency in reporting practices across studies. Many did not provide, as I mentioned, equivalent amounts of detail on sample sizes or the total number of observations. And interestingly, we were surprised by the heterogeneity in the ICC values, which, as I said, varied not only by study design, but also by the therapeutic area. And that emphasizes that one-size-fits-all approaches may not be appropriate for structural validation in the research of ILD or intensively longitudinal data. So thank you for listening. This is just one part of a multi-stage project, and next we will be completing empirical research on the application of multi-level structural validation models. And if you have any questions, if you'd like to discuss this further, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you.